Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week for the week of March 17th, 2024. The word this week is minister, M-I-N-I-S-T-E-R. The definition of minister is a person authorized to conduct religious worship, a member of the clergy, a person authorized to administer sacraments, or someone who administers or supplies or gives care or aid or attends to wants or necessities of others. Our scriptures come from Exodus 28 chapter, first verse. Have Aaron your brother brought to you from among the Israelites, along with his sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, so they may serve me as priests. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor. Our other scripture is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And from 1 Timothy 4th chapter, 4th and 6th verse, for everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. As God was establishing order for his chosen people, God selected Aaron, the brother of Moses, and his sons who were ordained as the first ministers of God. These men of honor were to serve God, teach God's people, and assist in the administration of the sacraments of the people as servants of God. They were required to be holy and dedicated to righteousness in their grooming and their behavior. They were the servants of God. Since creation, God has continued to love humankind despite man's insistence on denying God's authority. Rather than allow man's sin and disobedience to destroy the world, God sent Jesus as the ultimate act of redemption. During his life, Jesus displayed his humanity and his divinity. He healed, performed miracles, and preached the gospel of his Father. Then, in the most profound expression of love, Jesus willingly gave his life as the perfect sacrifice for the salvation of all humanity. The story of Jesus is the most profound example of ministry that is relevant today as the day that marked his death. He cared for all, including those who hated him. He washed the feet of those who were to be his disciples. He fed the masses. He taught truth to those who acted as though they had full knowledge of how to live righteously before God. The testament of Jesus' life as a divine minister endures as everyone who seeks the truth in his ministry continue to find consolation, restoration, and reconciliation through the power of his gospel message. The sacrificial love that Jesus showed is the epitome of true ministry. It is also the greatest testament to love for us. The fact that God sent Jesus to save humankind is a testament to God's love for us. The fact that Jesus willingly gave his life for humanity is a testament to Jesus' love for us. And the fact that when we fully embrace the message of Jesus, we become ministers of faith as a testament to our love for us. The office of minister, as ordained by God, has a responsibility of faithfulness similar to those of Aaron and his sons. They are to meet the requirements of the law to be ordained. Once ordained, they're to administer sacraments, teach God's people, and maintain the temple. It is, however, a person who cares for the needs of others, teaches that in all things we must allow love to prevail. and lives a life devoted to the truth of faith and the teachings of God that has the heart of Christ Jesus. And as stated in Timothy 4th chapter, 4th and 6th verse, it is the heart that ordains a good minister of Christ. Is that your heart? God bless you. Oren out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week Dash Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Oren out.